Final question.
Okay, so I have two questions. The first one is back on the immunotherapy. What do you do with a patient who has connective tissue disease? Is that an absolute contraindication?
Luckily, I have not had that. Because remember, you're having a minority of patients, and then
right.
you would have to
but
have...
But they come up.
You've had patients like that?
I have not, but I always wonder what to do when that patient comes along who has rheumatoid arthritis.
Autoimmune.
I've had a patient with RA, but in lung cancer setting, where I didn't know what to do about immunotherapy.
My personal feeling is that you have to say, the patient has a disease that will kill them. And what I would do is I would be working really carefully with your rheumatologist and just be aware and very sort of hypervigilant about whatever their autoimmune, you know, whether it's joints. I mean, there are lots of different autoimmune diseases.
And mechanisms.
I think that you could do it. And in fact, in a patient where you have the potential for long-term benefit, and that really is the difference with immune therapy. If you had something that overlapped where you have a progression-free survival benefit of 2 to 3 months, then I'd say, well, gosh, that's a harder question. But we're treating lots of people for that tail of the curve. But the tail of the curve looks really good. And so, you know, they're still talking about, I was talking to Luis Diaz about the Hopkins data, the one that we were talking about for the MSI colon cancer. And these patients continue. If you get a response, you do really well. And we were just talking about whether you could even take patients off. We know that in melanoma, and lung cancer, that patients who have been taken off for toxicity can sometimes continue this long-term tail, which is really, really interesting. So if that patient showed up in my office on Monday, what I would say, and I would say that there's a good chance that you'll get a benefit against the colon cancer that is lethal and will kill you, and that you may get worse from your connective tissue disease, but we're going to watch really carefully, and we're going to work really close with your rheumatologist. So I would go for it.
There are a couple papers now, though, that have looked at people who have prior autoimmune problems who got checkpoint inhibitors. And, I mean, a lot of these patients got worse. I mean, the autoimmune problem did get worse, so it happens. Depends which one it is. Some people, I know, like Chuck Drake from Hopkins, is real concerned about multiple sclerosis, you know, in terms of the mechanisms. I hear a lot of people saying, I look at whether they need therapy for the autoimmune problem. Is your RA patient on treatment or not? So I think it's one of the most fascinating decisions in medicine.
Back to actually HCC, which has a lot of inflammation.
HCC, absolutely.
And so,
HCC,
and too. Whether it's due to hepatitis B, hepatitis C, or patients in the group that was non-infected, that there was a strong benefit and it seemed to be very well tolerated. And these are people who, by definition, have not just cirrhosis, but significant liver problems. And they didn't seem to fall off the cliff by extra inflammation.
Interesting.